Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. You know, there was a dying judge said to his pastor, "Do you know enough about law to understand what is meant by joint tenancy?" "No," the pastor replied. "I know nothing about law. I know a little about grace, and that satisfies me." "Well," the judge said, "if you and I were joint tenants on a farm, I could not say to you, 'That is your field of corn, and this is mine. That is your blade of grass, and this is mine.' But we would share alike in everything on the place." "I have just been lying here," he said, "and thinking with unspeakable joy that Christ Jesus has nothing apart from me, that everything he has is mine, and that we will share alike all through eternity." Beloved, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. All things are yours, and yes, are Christ's, and Christ is God's. And unlike the inheritance that is left us from someone of the world, we have and can share our inheritance. You know, we get to share our inheritance now with Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't get to share an inheritance that someone has left us until later in life. But in fact, the inheritance that Christ offers us begins at the time of our new birth, at the time of our conversion. We, beloved, are ushered into the family of Almighty God, and all that is God's becomes ours through our elder brother, Jesus Christ, because he paid the price for us to enjoy our inheritance in the here and the now. Have you stopped to ponder this wonderful inheritance that we can partake of now? We are written into the will of the Father, and when Christ died, all that was the Father's became ours. Years ago, when I worked for a group of attorneys, one of the attorneys specialized in the making and the preparation of wills. In fact, we did so many wills that we had a standard form we used in the preparation of those wills. And just as Hebrews 9:16 tells us, in the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it, because a will is in force only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is living. So let me ask you today, are you using and living within your inheritance which Jesus Christ left you? And are you using it wisely and faithfully? And are you sharing your inheritance with others? An inheritance is left to us to bless not only us, but to bless others. It is not left to us to hide away and to continue to live like a miser or a hermit. Only in using what has been left us can we be blessed, and can we bless others. One of my most favorite scriptures in the Word of God is Psalm 16. It says, "The Lord is my chosen and assigned portion, my cup. You, Lord, hold and maintain my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good heritage." Once the law has established your inheritance, you cannot lose it. It is yours now to be used, and it is yours in the future, forever, even to the extension of your children if you so choose. This is what our Father has done for us. He has left us an inheritance, first of salvation and security in Christ, health and blessing as we walk in obedience to his will, joy and peace as we pursue after him and his ways, fellowship with other believers, adventure as we travel this road of life with Jesus Christ, and finally receiving our final inheritance, heaven, as our forever home. So, beloved, just like the prodigal son, our Father is ready to give us our inheritance today, right now. But let us not be like the prodigal son in the way that he spent his inheritance, by squandering it on unrighteous living and unholy things, nor like Esau, who sold his birthright and thought very poorly of his inheritance. For our inheritance is given to us to live a joyful, peaceful, and blessed life in the here and now, and to share that inheritance with others so that they may also be partakers in the same inheritance with us. As we should not waste our suffering and trials in this life, let us, beloved, not waste our spiritual inheritance on things that do not encourage or build up the body of Christ. God wants you to have all that he has, which is His Son, His life, His love, His Spirit, His glory. Remember, all things, Paul said, are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Dr. Robert F. Horton said, "The resources of the Christian life are just Jesus Christ. He is our regal provision for the way. He is the way. So let us draw upon these divine resources. Whom should He bless even on earth if not His own? And if you have accepted Him, beloved, as your personal Lord and Savior, your inheritance is rich today. It's already yours. It's already been done, paid for, and you have been written in the will. And you can use that divine inheritance from Jesus Christ to for a beautiful, happy, abundant life. The abundant life that Jesus Christ promised us in His word and through His will in heaven. Supply yourself with the inheritance left you from your Heavenly Father today. And I promise you, beloved, as you do that, you will find that you do have the faith to live by."
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.